Brief. A federal appeals court hears arguments a day after it blocked the Supreme Court's ruling allowing Texas new immigration enforcement law to take effect. The ACLU's legal director, Adriana Pinon, hopes it'll ultimately be struck down.
Senate Bill 4 overrides federal immigration law, fuels racial profiling and harassment, and gives state officials the unconstitutional ability to deport people.
The Biden administration expected to temporarily ease plans for tougher car emission standards. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
The new rules are expected to push car makers toward electric vehicles, but over a longer period than originally proposed.
CBS's Jim Krasula says lawmakers in the South have acted on diversity programs.
The Republican-controlled Alabama legislature has given final approval to a bill that restricts diversity, equality, and inclusion programs at state universities and state agencies.
Democrats say it'll deepen divisions. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is sounding confident the recall effort against him will not only fail, but is probably illegal, too.
In Wisconsin, if you're a felon, you're not allowed to circulate. Well, they brought in people from out of state who are felons, so they're not allowed to circulate. So they broke the law in Wisconsin. Whatever the DA does with that, or Josh Collar, whoever it is, that's up to them.
Voss told a WIS Politics luncheon yesterday the leaders of the effort to recall him are whack jobs and morons. The state Supreme Court will decide if there'll be a recall. Wisconsin's favorite game show contestant finished second in the Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions finals. Ben Chan is a philosophy professor at St. Norbert College in De Pere. He won five games against 26 other former Jeopardy! Champions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Flight for Life was called after an accident in Sussex last night. At just before 6, reports came in about a car hitting a person walking on Waukesha Avenue. A 57-year-old woman was flown for treatment of serious injuries. The Waukesha County Sheriff's Department says the 50-year-old man driving remained at the scene and is cooperating. The big budget problem in one area school system is an agenda item for another meeting tonight. Officials at the Glendale River Hills schools say they're short $3.5 million. It's reported the district's previous business manager failed to anticipate the financial consequences of a raise that was granted a few years ago. That's led to the current budget gap. Some parents say the deficit will lead to cuts in the education system. The school district is considering the possibility of a tax increase to cover the gap. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Badgers are headed to Brooklyn. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers on their way to New York, where they'll play James Madison University at the Barclays Center, home of the Brooklyn Nets, for their first game in the NCAA tournament. The tip-off time, 8:40 Central, 9:40 on the East Coast. Any concern about the players adjusting to the late start? Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
They'll be up bouncing around anyway. Man, they're going to watch 3 days of games before it's our game day, so these guys would be ready to play, whether it was maybe not 6 a.m., but I don't know how many of them are early risers, but we'll adjust, and it's nothing different than how we played through all the year with the different TV times.
Marquette plays Friday afternoon at the same arena. NBA, big game for the Bucks tonight. They're in Boston to take on the first-place Celtics. Milwaukee 10 games behind them in the standings. Baseball, Brewers with another win in spring training, 8-5 over the Cleveland Guardians. They host the Giants tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 35 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 35 with some snow possible Thursday night and Friday. We could get a couple, maybe up to 3 or 4 inches by the time it all winds down late Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Coming up Wednesday on Matt Nair On Air, Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski joins the show at 11:33. Don't miss it.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays at 9 o'clock. None other than Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is in the house. Good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning, Earl?
I'm doing fine. I'm always doing fine when you're on the docket.
I agree. I enjoy being with you as well, Earl. It's a great program.
Let me ask you, Dr. Craig. There's, you know, it's election time, and there's a couple constitutional amendments on the docket here in Wisconsin. They put these on the ballots every year. And they're tough things for us to try to discern, but behind them, there's always some hidden purpose that does not benefit, you know, the average American, the average Wisconsinite. So here's a couple things, and help us understand what this means. Because when we get to vote, we're going to see this on the ballot, and we won't know what it is. The First Amendment proposal asks, shall Section 7-1 of Article 3 of the Constitution be created to provide that private donations and grants may not be applied for, accepted, expended, or used in connection with the conduct of any primary election or referendum? What language is that, first off, Doctor? I mean, what is that? And why is that on a ballot?
Well, they're hoping to maintain their majority and vote it a second time and put it in the Constitution. So even when the Democrats gain control in the future, which eventually will happen, then they still have that in the Constitution. So they're trying to load our Constitution with things that tilt things in their way. And this has been the conservative right-wing plan for over half a century. That is to actually change our charter of government. And they're doing it piecemeal. They can do it without the governor, but they have to win full control. So in this case, what are they opposed to? They're opposed to the fact that some nonprofit foundations, 501c3s, charities under IS law, helped major Wisconsin cities fund their elections because the state, this gerrymandered legislature, underfunds local government. So they had trouble running elections and making it possible for everyone to vote in a timely fashion. In other words, to allow the fundamental exercise of the right to vote. We know the Republicans already think they can't win with majority rule. So this is part of their minority rule idea. We want to be able to cut off the money to run elections so that people can fully participate. And we don't want anyone else to do it. We don't do our job. So, and they made up absurd conspiracy theories about it being some sort of attempt to steal the vote that are no more credible than Donald Trump's claims about the 2020 election.
You know, and that legalese, it written in a manner that very few voters can understand, and it's why I posed it to you. I knew you could put it in a manner, you know, that we could at least try to get some semblance of reason for why that's there. Number two, the Second Amendment proposal asks, shall Section 7-2 of Article 3 of the Constitution be created to provide that any election officials designated by law may perform tasks in the conduct of primaries, elections, and referendums?
So this one is a little more unclear because it parallels current statute. So we're not sure what a court would make of it, whether it changes something. Clearly they wouldn't do it, Earl, because they're all about power unless they thought it had an advantage. They seem to be aiming at the fact, you know, there's a shortage of election workers, right? Because, right. My God, you get death threats running elections thanks to the Trump whim of the party. You really do.
I mean,
you know, this is not, there's not at all, just because it sounds fantastic doesn't mean it untrue, but it's true, but the crazy true stuff happens to be stuff they're doing. So they currently sometimes rely on outside consultants to help actually create the capacity for elections. That's currently allowed even with similar language in a statute. The assumption is this is aiming at trying to prohibit that. And again, it's the same as number one. They want to make it harder to run elections under circumstances they have created, defunding local government that runs all our elections, and that's still going on. And then furthermore, creating conditions where people have to fear for their careers and their lives for doing something that is a great civil service that is helping people exercise their right to vote.
Let's go to the phone lines and Dave from Mequon. Go ahead, Dave.
Thank you, Earl. This question is directed to Dr. Craig. Dr. Craig, with all due respect, and I hope Tom in L.A. is listening to this.
Never mind about
we,
Tom.
We talk about, we. Well, I'm just
go ahead.
There. But, okay, so my question to Dr. Craig is this. So is Citizen Action a 501c? That's my first question. Second question is, you're now saying you could have outside interests that could use 501c's to influence elections like a Zuckerbucks. And we know that. We already saw what was going on in the city of Green Bay. And with the testimony that came about with the department over there. So, you know, when we talk about taking money out of politics, it doesn't sound like that Dr. Craig is really interested in doing that. He's more interested in making sure that dark money flows to individuals that view along with the same lines of maybe his ideology.
Well, now, hang on. Here, respond.
Your first question was who you asked if someone was a 501c3.
Yes.
Who did he call?
Citizen Action.
Citizen Action of Wisconsin is a 501c4. So that means we can
engage in politics, right?
Yes. So to his question, you see, there is a right-wing message tactic. They create a hypothetical that has no basis in fact. I mean, we had private foundations helping that funded municipalities across the country to help with their voting administration. Okay. No credible charge has been made that they had any other motive other than enabling people to vote, and nothing's been proven. What the caller's done is said, hypothetically, someone with bad intent could fund you know, a city, and then that city could work with them to steal the vote. But there's no evidence of that happening at all. And on Green Bay, quite frankly, the problem with the right is accusation is conviction for them. There were some charges like that. They've not stuck. The mayor, the people who run Green Bay elections are not in legal trouble. If they did what was claimed, they would be. Just like if Trump actually was right that the election was stolen, the courts would have thrown out the vote in those states. Even right-wing Trump-appointed courts didn't. So it's like me saying, gee, if you allow anyone to give any contribution to someone running for office, you know, they could have corrupt intent and they could get something, and therefore what? Do you see what I mean? You can simply make up any case you want that makes it sound nefarious and dangerous and get people all riled up. But it just misleads people about what the threats are for your own advantage, just because you want power and because you don't want everyone to vote because you're afraid if they do, your side is less popular. In a democracy, you're not supposed to rule unless the people are with you.
Dave, you want to respond? Go ahead, quickly.
Yes. So last time I looked, Dr. Craig, Mark Zuckerberg is a multi-billionaire. He donated quite a bit, a significant amount of money through his efforts to try to change the election in Wisconsin. That's not a hypothetical. That's actual fact.
Well,
the difference is, was it done legally? I guess it was. The question is, why? So you really are advocating for the billionaire class to actually sway potentially messaging in
so
you're okay with that.
So Dave, let me say this to you. You point out Mark Zuckerberg. You can go down the list of billionaire Republicans who have done the exact same thing. When you point fingers and unilaterally and say, well, Democrats are doing this, Republicans have done the exact same thing, and you don't utter a mumbling word about it.
I think he raises a good point, and I in this, I'm not even saying that he's trying to drive at this. It's silly to have to rely on anyone's outside money to run elections. I'm fine with it. I don't know if it needs to be a constitutional amendment. It can be a statute with something that prohibits in return for requiring the state legislature to fully fund our election administration and defining that so you can't say we are when we aren't, and then we don't have a problem. We are for actually getting money out of politics. I just heard one of the playbook on the right is to claim hypocrisy. Is the caller for This Is the United decision? Do they think that billionaires and wealthy and corporations be able to spend anything they want to influence elections because it's free speech, even though that means some people have massive megaphones that can dominate our politics and some can't be heard at all, average people? So do you want to overturn that Supreme Court decision, caller?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you're a consistent person.
I've agreed with Tom in L.A. in that regard. Even though I considered a conservative, and the conservative, I agree with Tom in L.A. and that faction of his ideas.
Well, it was Republicans who changed it. Thank you very much for the call.
I want to ask, will he vote on it? If it's important to him, you'd vote on it and wouldn't vote for people who want to make money dominate politics.
844-967-2789. Our phone lines are open. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
History buffs and music enthusiasts, discover Club 400 Historic Bar and Grill in downtown Waukesha. Founded in 1948 by Les Paul's brother and father, Ralph and George Polfus, this is where Les Paul himself kicked off his iconic career with Mary Ford. Enjoy happy hour Tuesday through Friday, starting at 2, featuring 20 tabs of both domestic favorites and craft brews. With open mic Mondays, music bingo Thursdays, and karaoke Fridays, Club 400 Historic Bar and Grill is the place to be. Check him out at clubwaukesha.com.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Kern Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area, from residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Kern Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. It means Wednesdays with my guest, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Let's go right back to the phone lines and Gene from Eau Claire. Good morning to you, Gene. Your thoughts?
Good morning. I'm trying to be polite today. However, let us look at the members of the Republican Party, the fraudulent elector scheme, Green Bay sweep, somebody having a Badger account, committed criminal activities against the state of Wisconsin and the people in the state of Wisconsin in efforts to throw out their votes or in efforts to quell their votes for President of the United States. Now, to me, that is significant. Those people should not be making laws or passing any kind of referendums to change voting and how we, you know, how anything to do with our voting. They can't be trusted. Nothing's been done, and these people, we were supposed to get all the information. My side of the state hasn't heard a lot about these fraudulent electors that pled that they it was fraud and that, you know, and that this that Biden won. I mean, this is just so overwhelming to me that we have to, you know, that this isn't out in the open and that people with R after their name should be ashamed, and this is so ridiculous. And going after Dr. Craig, who's working for the people in the state of Wisconsin, thank you very much, Dr. Craig. You have honesty and integrity, and keep speaking for the people. Thank you so much, and thank you, Earl, too. And these people got to quit calling and bullying when they're the ones that do these illegal activities.
Hey, Gene, Dan. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. And, you know, we welcome the other side. You know, we're not conservative talk radio. We don't say, well, you're on the other side. You can't call. You can't have a conversation. That's not what we do on civic media. Dr. Craig, you want to respond?
The caller's right. The question is what to do about it. You're fact-based. They have muddied the waters by, if you have accusations both ways, a lot of the public just throws their hands up, right? In addition, they've created their own media, so they're on their side, they are believed. So a majority of Republicans, a lot of the exit polling, think the election in 2020 was stolen because they're not listening to any of the actual facts. They're being lied to and they're accepting it. So we have to cope with that. In fact, for our Citizen Action podcast, Battleground Wisconsin, I interviewed Ann Nelson for next week. She's the author of Shadow Network, one of the best books on the right-wing conspiracy. And she's also an expert on Project 2025, what Trump would do in his next administration. And they've consciously over 50 years created this community infrastructure to create this opinion. So unfortunately, since not enough of them are listening to Earl Ingram and other honest voices, what we need to do is we need to win elections, and then we need to start to change this country. And that all depends on all of us doing our part in volunteering and talking to people. And so, because we can go, the caller is totally right. And the caller, I'm not saying the caller isn't doing anything she shouldn't be doing. What I'm saying to the whole audience is that because they have their own media and because they believe what they want to believe, we can, you hear that with the callers that call in from the right. We can't talk them out of it. We have to win elections because we have the majority, and then we have to change this country and move forward.
Let's go back to Tom from LA. Tom, quickly.
Yeah, Dr. Craig, so would a no vote be the vote that I should be telling my family in Wisconsin to be voting on these two amendments? That's my first question. And my second, I guess, statement or question is, it seems to me that the Republicans rigged the game. They set up all the rules through Citizens United. And then when it comes to H.R. 1, they vote against that, which would have got money out of politics. They vote against anything to get money out of politics, the actual people in power. Whereas I think that there is some common ground between me and Dave and these guys in terms of getting money out of politics, but their people in power are not doing anything to get money out of politics. So it's like they rig the game, and then they say, Democrats, you can't get money from 501c3s. So otherwise you're a hypocrite. And it's like, no, you set up the rules. What I would say if I'm a politician is I'd say, look, the Republicans have set up the rules for money in politics. I would love it if we both could go to public financing of campaigns. But because I have to play within these rules, I have to accept the money from these people until we can get all money out of politics, rather than Democrats saying, oh, I don't take any corporate funds and all this kind of stuff. They just need to come right out and say, we need to get money out of politics. And right now, unfortunately, we have to play within the rules of the game that the conservative Supreme Court and George War Criminal Bush's Supreme Court set up, which is called Citizens United.
Hey, Tom, we got you. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
He's very right, and there is some agreement on some conservatives there with us, like the previous caller. They have to vote on it, though, to make it happen. Otherwise, it's just a, you know, they're morally against it, but they're not taking action. Now, I will say this to conservatives listening. Not all Democrats are on the right side of this either. I would say the only people right now who want to get money out of politics are elected Democrats, but there are big money elected Democrats that want to raise all that money as well, and you should vote against them as well. Because we need to have a situation where, since most people are against billionaires and corporations and money dominating our politics, for people to vote on it so that you can't win that way and you can't get an unfair advantage, because it's legalized bribery, pure and simple. They're not giving the money because they're civically minded. They're giving it to get something. And that's why our government doesn't work. That's why it doesn't serve the people.
Yeah, they're buying the election. So, you know, Dr. Craig, I was talking about that earlier. They're talking about $1 billion. It's probably going to be spent in a presidential race. And then $10.2 billion in advertising and television, radio, and all these other places. And it just gets to a point, Dr. Craig, where even when we go vote and these people are dangerously just trying to ace the average citizen out, and the average citizen gets frustrated and doesn't see his or her vote as the changing force necessary to change this. But it is the only way to change it. Is it safe to say that, Dr. Craig?
Yes, but what it does is, understandably, a young African-American who doesn't see opportunity for himself, know all this, is trying to struggle to get ahead, start a family. So he's walking away, and that's, of course, enabling the conspiracy. So the fact they have government tied in knots by the influence of billionaires and corporations also undermines democracy. So that's the situation we're in. We need to take it back. And I'll put a finer point on the Democrats. I was a platform committee representative for Bernie Sanders in 2016. He took no big money, ran all on small contributions in 16. Hillary Clinton took all the big money. Now, I'm not saying that means they're fans of her on this in your network who do you have good things about her, but there was a huge difference on that issue between those two candidates.
844-967-2789 is the number. You can join us up next, news, weather, and sports.
Wednesday on Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson, comedian Vince Moranto, and entrepreneur Kevin Williams. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's a death investigation at Devil's Lake State Park. The Department of Natural Resources says the body found this week is not James Yablonski, the teenager who disappeared in the area last summer. The DNR says the person who died registered a campsite and was found dead there. Wardens say there's no sign of foul play and there's no threat to the public. Wisconsin could get as much as $30 million to connect rural communities to high-speed internet. Martha Cranley of AARP Wisconsin helped lobby bureaucrats for the money.
They certainly heard from older people about how important this is to connect to their doctor and to connect to government services and, frankly, find employment.
Governor Evers says more than 410,000 Wisconsin homes and businesses will benefit. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Recall organizers say that they hired trustworthy people and didn't do anything wrong. Robin Voss is calling those recall organizers whack jobs and morons. During a press conference in Madison yesterday, Voss didn't shy away from highlighting the number of issues he sees with the recall effort, such as the involvement of felons in collecting signatures and allegations of deceptive practices. Some on the Milwaukee Common Council are supporting a move that could be banned in the April election. A Milwaukee Common Council committee is backing a $250,000 grant from Cities Forward, a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit. The money would be used for a citywide Get Out the Vote campaign. A constitutional amendment question on the April ballot asks if outside money should be banned in local elections. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Lando Calrissian fans might have something to look forward to. Donald Glover told Variety he is working with Lucasfilm to turn the Disney Plus series Lando into a movie. Glover played young Calrissian in 2018's Solo, which underwhelmed at the box office. So naturally, they're going to make a film centered around an even lesser-known character, hoping for success. If you're wondering if the original Lando, played by Billy Dee Williams, is supportive of the talented young Glover taking over the role, he is. Sort of. Yahoo Entertainment reports that Williams, 86, says the two had lunch together recently in L.A., and he says Glover is a delightful young man and extremely talented, but went on to claim he created the Lando character, telling the media, when it comes to Lando Calrissian, there's only one Lando Calrissian, Billy Dee Williams. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 35 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 35 with some snow possible. Thursday night and Friday, we could get a couple, maybe up to 3 or 4 inches by the time it all winds down late Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for a dollar off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
for the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And so before we went to the last break, we were certainly having a conversation about two amendments to the state constitution that are on the ballot this election season and what they actually meant. And Dr. Craig explained what those were, earlier. And we had some conversation from callers explain that. And so we had another caller still hanging on from that. So we'll give him an opportunity. Eric from Tulsa. Eric, thank you very much for calling, man, and your thoughts.
Yeah, good morning, Earl. Good morning, Dr. Craig. As far as the amendments, it seems to me, like most of these things, the way they're written, that the authors of it are counting on their crowd, so to speak, listening to right-wing radio, watching right-wing TV, to only hear the marching orders to vote yes, and that, you know, enough other voters will read the language as outside money influencing elections. They only got to get 50.1%. So, I mean, that's what they're looking to do, it seems. And there's a lot of efforts out there to inform people. And everybody I've seen who is informing people is getting blowback as, oh, you're influencing by actually, you know, explaining what these are. And it's all with such intent. And obviously no is the answer to both of them. But it seems to me, and Tom from LA sort of stole my thunder earlier in that I had written down that Citizen Action is sort of forced to work within this system, just like anybody working within the capitalist society has to work within the capitalist system and utilize the laws and norms that are in that. But when they talk about, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, and that's the new boogeyman, obviously, I'm so surprised that somehow they haven't attached George Soros to all of this. But it isn't lost on me that Mark Zuckerberg also identifies as a Jewish man. And their new boogeyman, quote unquote, is yet another Jewish person. But when you look at the right wing and what they're talking about, they've got the Bradley Foundation here in Milwaukee. They've got the Kochs. They've got Alec. They've got the Heritage Foundation, which actually registers as a church while it does its fundraising. They've also got, you know, the takeover of the university trusts. They've got NPR and they've got PBS in the bag these days as well. So money, dark money influencing politics leans way right when it comes to it. And like Dr. Craig had said earlier, the magic to all of this is get out the vote. And speaking of that, I'd like to ask Dr. Craig when his canvassing army is going to come to Wauwatosa. And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Well said as always, Eric. Thank you very much for the call.
It's a number of places of the state. I don't think we're in Wauwatosa right now, but we are working on that. We have a number of members in Wauwatosa and have a new organizer in place for the Southeast region that would be over that. So we certainly want to ramp that up for the general election and spring election there. You know, you have to pick your spots. Let me just say one other thing about what the caller said, Earl. There's also a difference between organizations that have to work within the current system but actually try to do it ethically and those that don't. For 501c4s, the kind of organization Citizen Action Wisconsin is, the right wing has exploited that tax provision in order to create dark money groups where you have no idea what they stand for, who's funding them, could be one billionaire. They have some name that you can't, it's a generic sounding name, People for Good Things, and then run a bunch of TV ads. And a University of Oregon professor did a study that looked at all the tens of thousands of 501c4s and how transparent they were. If you knew who supported them and what they stood for. And Citizen Action Wisconsin, I'm honored to tell you, is one of the five most transparent 501c4 organizations in the country. And the worst were all the dark money right-wing groups, because really it's just one billionaire or one corporation hiding what they're doing in order to try to influence elections.
You know, Dr. Craig, we are faced with the prospect that right now, you know, as you well know, and many people in this listening audience know, I listen to conservative radio every day. And when people like Dave call or point out what is happening on the Democratic side of things. He clearly won't state anything about what is happening on the Republican side of things. Dr. Craig, they're still arguing that 2020 was a stolen election.
Yeah. And I wonder, Earl, because you monitor them, which is important to do. What are they saying about Robin Voss's charges against his MAGA opponents that they fraudulently create electors? So Voss is claiming that the people who made up the big lie are committing mass election fraud. That's this week. How is right-wing radio handling that problem?
Well, he clearly has the wind behind his back because they have found out that over 100 signatures they've proven certainly are fraudulent. But when you're talking about that many signatures, Dr. Craig, there's always going to be a handful of signatures that are fraudulent. It doesn't mean that the whole batch is fraudulent, right? They want to push back.
But if Voss is right, because he says they're liars and he's a whole lot of epithets. He's talking about the Donald Trump supporters because Trump tried to get him out last time, and his right-wing radio processing that the people being accused by a Republican of actual voting fraud are the people who are behind claiming that there's voting fraud on the other side, non-existent.
So the amazing thing behind conservative radio today, when the Donald Trump wing of conservatism has really upset their boat and their apple cart, because generally they're solely focused on beating up Democrats and lying about, what's happening with the Democrats. But now they're caught between, because many of them didn't want to see Donald Trump win, especially a segment of the Republicans that aren't MAGA. And so they were all opposed to him. And they said this outwardly going into the Republican nomination. They solely, many of them spoke against him. He's the reason we're not going to win if he becomes, the nominee. But it's amazing how things change when at the root of all of what you're talking about is making sure that you win at all costs. And so the very person that they were speaking out against and talking about, you can't trust him. Every time he opens his mouth, he says he puts his foot in it. Now that guy is their guy now. And so they're up against it on how do we, you made it difficult for me now.
And the guy who's talking about there being a bloodbath if he's not reelected, and he's like a mafia don. He said it right after he talked about how he's going to have 100% tariff on auto imports. By the way, folks, a lot of the cars you like are now going to have huge tariffs on them, including American nameplates that are made outside the country. But furthermore, he does that deliberately, so he has some shred of deniability. That's how he operates. But here's the thing, right? On this show, I tell you, and you say when Governor Evers or Mayor Johnson or President Biden, when we disagree with him, you don't hear that on the other side. There's a question about mass voter fraud. This is Republican on Republican crime, right?
Yes.
By Trump supporters trying to unseat an opponent within the Republican Party, and they just put there, it's like, there's no story here, we're nothing to see here, we're not even going to talk about it.
Dr. Craig, here's an issue that I definitely disagree with, and I'm sure you probably do. The fact that when the Republican convention is here, a Democratic-led mayor and others have made it kind of impossible for the voices of protesters to be heard. They've separated them and moved them away.
Oh, it's ridiculous. We were deciding what we're going to do. We planned to protest, but as my colleague at Citizen Action, Raphael Smith, he goes, we can't engage in a curated protest. So I go, okay, we're not registering for this. We've got to figure out how we can protest, not like, this is ridiculous. They're putting us in little pens and giving you a schedule. Is you get to yell and scream in this obscure location for this hour, and then someone else can reserve the next hour. That's free speech. But then there's a right to unlimited political money in our elections. The First Amendment protects that and not the right of average citizens to protest that a proto-fascist party is having its convention here in Milwaukee.
And I'm totally against Mayor Johnson and the Democrats who have bought into this and clearly said we are going to protect the Republicans, you know, and make sure that they're not disturbed doing it, and they're going to have free reign in our city. It makes
protect them from harm, violence. Absolutely, protect them from free speech. No.
Yeah, I just for the life of me, and again, these are Democrats, right? And you and I are speaking in opposition. There's a difference between those of us who are free to speak. I support the Democrats in many instances, but if they're wrong, I'm not supporting them in wrong. That's a big difference.
Donald Trump says that immigrants are animals this week.
Okay? I know.
Animals. So all of you, any conservatives going to call in and condemn that?
No, they
no
didn't.
Immigrants? Do immigrants actually work for you or make the food, grow the food that you rely on, provide the milk? Because there are a lot of the workforce of the dairy industry in Wisconsin, everything else. So are you willing to stand up to that, or there's nothing to hear here? That's Trump's unique style of self-expression.
Well, you know, Dr. Craig, I talked about it, and the fact that any human being could refer to another human being as an animal. And I'm just talking about an average everyday Joe, and they would get blowback. But a man who's running for president of the United States says that publicly, Dr. Craig. And hell should rain down on his head, right? Anybody else say something like that, hell should rain down on their heads. But it's Donald Trump, after all, and, you know, that's not what he meant. Oh, he knows exactly what he's saying.
There is, in modern era, no presidential candidate who could say that about a whole group of people and get away with it until this Donald Trump. And it's not, I mean, he is a good publicist. This is his genius. But it's also because of the audience that they have deliberately built over the last half century that is receptive to this and has no other source of information. It's not listening to Walter Cronkite. Or in other words, we used to have news sources everyone right. listened to. Now we don't.
All right. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesday's with my guest, Dr. Robert Craig, and you.
Shaw, WAUK.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude, there must be 50 ways to.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, on the line, Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, this election and the outcome of it, you heard the things that Donald Trump was signifying. And it doesn't matter that people say that's not what he meant. We've seen, based on January 6th, you know, what Donald Trump can do when he marshals his forces and what those people are willing to do. You know, I don't think they're going to go down easy, Dr. Craig. If Donald Trump loses, I don't think he goes down easy. The internal damage that Donald Trump has done to separate this nation, where people, if you're a Democrat, you're the enemy now, Dr. Craig. It's not that you're somebody who disagrees with me, but you are now my enemy. You're my sworn enemy. And I don't know how you overcome that, Dr. Craig.
I mean, that's why democracy's at a knife edge, because that's an authoritarian attitude, and he's created an audience for it. And there are a lot of members of that audience that are inclined towards violence. The violence, according to the FBI, is coming from the far right. And the stuff of Antifa being a major source in violence is another big lie. And so, yeah, it's a dangerous situation. He will do whatever he can. He wants a bloodbath. I believe that. Can he get one? That's the question. He's having terrible trouble raising money because they've over-raised money on their list. It's sort of like over-plowing a field. Eventually, it produces less and less. And he has a problem because he's both doesn't have enough money for his two goals, winning a presidential election and using that money to defend himself in court so that he can avoid actual responsibility for crimes. Because you want to talk about two-tiered justice system. Yeah, rich people who have teams of lawyers can avoid justice. And average people, and especially low-income people, can't or have to plea because they don't have a way to fund their defense, even when they're not guilty. It happens all the time. Or be convicted unfairly. And so he's going to try. And if he does win, Project 2025 is a 900-page plan. How's it the Heritage Foundation? You can look it up. Or I'd suggest you look up Ann Nelson's article in Washington Spectator, which is a nice thumbnail Cliff's Notes of the worst things in it. It is truly scary, and this has been in the planning process for 50 years. Trump is the vehicle for what right-wing billionaires have wanted to accomplish for a very long time. And in fact, they're running it for any Republican president. They would try to get this through with Nikki Haley and might succeed. But with Donald Trump, They have someone who can appeal to a mass audience, potentially win, is willing to do anything to win, and then try to implement this agenda. And I could just tick through on every single issue. It's absolutely shocking what they have planned for this country. And they're focusing on changing the fundamental structure of government so we can't have majority rule or multiracial democracy, even if we want it.
Let's go to the phone lines. And Karina, good morning to you, Karina. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Dr. Greg. I have a problem with Republicans excusing a speech of a potential leader of this country where they saying that a half of a country doesn't understand him. You know? Why would we even introduce the idea of having a leader of one of the most powerful country who cannot express himself properly so the whole country, or at least 80% of the country, will understand what he means? Why we need a translator? And that is it's a silly and very weak excuse, and I think it's a manipulation.
Hey, Karina, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
Yeah, the technique he's using, and Karina's totally right, we shouldn't have to do this, is he's trying to communicate different things to different audiences. He is trying to tell the MAGA base, I'm your guy, I'm going to punish all the people you think are at fault and are wronging you. They're not actually the people that are. It's not immigrants that are destroying economic opportunity in rural areas. It's the billionaires and the economy they've created. They've defunded and divested from rural areas. So getting them revved up, right? But then also being deniable enough for a more conventional audience so it doesn't hurt you. So the term, there's a fancy term for it, Latin term for it, polysemic. But the idea is that you're trying to communicate different things, different audiences. And he's always trying to walk the line. So with the animals, for example, with the bloodbath, he structured it in a way just enough so we can try to convince gullible media that actually thinks they're being objective by not calling out what is plain as day, get them to say, well, some say Trump meant this and some say think he meant that. Ask his base if you want to be good reporters. They know exactly what he meant, and it's the worst case scenario.
Dr. Craig, I don't know what happens to the time, as always. Always great to have you on, my friend.
It's always great to be with you, Earl, and great to be with your great audience.
All right. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Always great to have my friend on. I want to thank everybody who made the show go. I want to thank you, Calvin. Thank you to the listening audience. We couldn't do it without you. Up next, Jane Matinere and Greg Bach. Matinere on air. Stay warm.
Make a new plan, stand. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, cuz you don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key and get yourself free. Slip out the back check, make a new plan, stand. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, cuz you don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key and get yourself free.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Hey everybody, Todd Allbaugh, noon to 2 on Wednesday. Pat Kreitlow, Troy V. Olson join me to talk about a three-way blender in our ride into spring.
Waukesha job seekers and employers are invited to attend the Waukesha County Workforce Solutions for Your Business event on Thursday, March 28th. Doors open at 7:30 a.m. and a continental breakfast and networking event will take place from 8 to 9, followed by a Q&A and networking until 10. Any Waukesha job seekers and businesses are invited. There is no fee, but space is limited. Register ahead at business.oconomowoc.org/events or at jobcenterofwisconsin.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A federal appeals court hears arguments next hour after putting a hold on the Supreme Court's ruling allowing Texas new immigrants.